Welcome into another edition of Reservations here on Lightning 100. It's flavored by Springer Mountain Farms. My name is Jason, and I'm joined by Adam here in the 1RPM studio, and we are joined by a very special guest for this edition of Reservations.
I am grinning ear to ear because we've got...
I can vouch for that.
Maneet Chohan live in the 1RPM studio. How are you feeling this fine day?
Your grin is very infectious, so absolutely.
Well, I'd heard rumors that it was possible you might come in. I was like, I'll believe it when I see it.
And then you walked in today.
And now I do believe it. And you've actually called Nashville home for a couple years.
Absolutely. I've been in Nashville for 3 years. So yeah, this is home. This is where the kids go to school, and it's so much fun.
And so I first became aware of you on the hit show Chopped, and I love your sort of spirit and demeanor and the way you interact with the other judges and the contestants. And then I also figured, well, probably pretty good at making your own food. What'd you bring in for us today?
Oh, my God. This is one of the favorites at the restaurant. We serve it for the happy hour and also for a lot of events. This is a chicken meatball. So it's chicken with spices in it, and it's absolutely delicious. And it is enrobed in this makgani sauce. Makgani is a butter and a tomato sauce. And it's absolutely delicious. Some jalapenos on top, some cheese. Ooh. Yeah.
I'm so amped. So Jay is constantly talking about meatballs. They're one of your favorite foods, right?
Definitely.
Yes. You make your own.
It's an art trying to find and perfect that meatball recipe.
It's a food group. Meatballs
Definitely.
Are a food group. Absolutely.
Definitely. I've actually not tried to make chicken meatballs, though.
And that's what makes it so fun. Because it is, this has a little bit of cream cheese also in it, which makes it really nice and moist. And I mean, you guys have to taste it.
Okay.
to let me know.
Okay.
What do you think about it?
We can definitely do that. Again, you're listening.
I know, tough job, right? Tough work. Absolutely.
This is the hard part.
I know. Things you guys do for your job.
Oh,
that's right.
Man, sacrificing for our art here on Lightning 100. Maneet, so your restaurant in town, Chohan, we're looking forward to Valentine's Day. It's come up so quickly. We're here now. What do you have up your sleeve for Valentine's Day?
Oh, my God. I actually am going to be in New York for Valentine's Day.
Of course.
I'm going to be, I'm shooting for Chopped. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, 14th, 15th, 16th, I'll be in New York.
Uh-huh.
So I will be spending Valentine's with my Chopped family.
So it really does seem like there's an affection between the crew there. Is that real?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we've been doing this for around 8 years or so, and we're pretty much like siblings, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we spend a lot of time pulling each other's leg, joking around. The days are long, but it's a great thing that we like each other. So it's
like siblings. It's you know you have fun with each other, but there's also somewhat of a sibling rivalry.
Absolutely,
you gotta one-up
each other. No questions about it. That's the fun of it.
Yep.
Holy smokes! I just took a bite.
The only thing that took the smile off his face was having to chew because he just took. Is that not amazing or what?
This is phenomenal. And you have this on your happy hour menu?
Yes, happy hour menu.
Wow.
So happy hour is something that sounds like is important at Chohan. We were talking to Steph, who does all of our production here, and she said that she had gotten your cookbook for Christmas, and it also has a drink section. Was that something that just matches up with your whole like ethos?
Absolutely. I mean, anything which has fermentation involved is a great drink, right?
Sure.
So I think to me, dining is a complete experience. It is not only food, but it is also, beverages. And I love to take my creativity towards creating cocktails, too. So, yeah, you can see that in my book. There are 25 different cocktails and they're all delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have personally tried all of them more than once. Yes. Because one is never enough for tasting, right?
Of course not.
Like the meatballs you're having, one is never enough for tasting, right?
I grabbed three. I gave Jay two, I'll be honest.
I was counting, yes. I can see that, absolutely.
Thanks a lot, Adam.
I'm a growing boy, and it might be out, but it's fine.
And thanks for offering me some, guys.
I know, right?
Hello.
Well, I did bring an extra fork. I realize I've left you eating out of the pan itself, but it is a nicer dish than we have here at the 1RPM studio. So please, that one is all you. I know you've probably had it before, but my goodness. And it's got a little bit of spice to it, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Oh, that jalapeno on top is just perfect.
Thank you.
So do you find, like, as you've run a restaurant here in Nashville, the food scene in this city, have you seen it growing and changing?
Oh my God, absolutely. With leaps and bounds. I mean, I think Nashville is such a... when I was first approached to open a place in Nashville, I was living in New York. Mm-hmm. And my husband and I, we are business partners. So Vivek and I, we were talking, and our first reaction was, who the beep goes to Nashville, right? See, I didn't swear. You told me not to swear, and I did.
You're such a pro.
I am telling you. And we came over here and we just fell in love with the culinary scene. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have such incredible chefs over here. And there is such an amazing sense of camaraderie, especially in events when we get together. It is infectious. You learn from each other. And that, I think, is what makes you better at what you do. Yeah. And that's what makes Nashville amazing. So even in the 3 years that I've been over here, I mean, there are restaurants opening left, right, and center. I mean, we've opened three in 3 years, right?
Oh, man.
Which is amazing and incredible. And I think Nashville, to me, I think is a music town, mm-hmm. because of the audience. And I think it's becoming a foodie town because of the audience. And it's all, thanks to the audience.
I feel like there's definitely some overlap. The creativity it takes to, like, write a song or make a record or play an instrument must have some sort of equation with what it takes to become good and proficient at making delicious food. And that same sort of passion where it's just within you all of the time. Because we've talked to a lot of different chefs. And a lot of those chefs, their whole staff are musicians as well.
Right.
Absolutely. I mean, there is. It is. I mean, in the end of the day, we do consider ourselves artists.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I mean, there is creativity, and there is, you have to go through the entire struggle to reach a particular point, which is what artists do also. Mm-hmm. So I think that's it. And it is exploring the whole world and, getting it on the plate in front of you.
Let me ask you this. How often, on average, would you say, when you come up with a new recipe, how many times will you try different variations of, like, different ingredients to kind of tweak it, so to speak?
You know, I wish there was a science behind it, because there are times that, I am pretty much about to fall asleep, or I'm in the shower, which is like when you get the best ideas, right?
Right.
And then they flow away with the water. But that being said, I'm like, oh my God, this is such a great idea, and I can't, wait to get to work and start working on it. So there are times that there are some ideas which just click, and you get into work. And to me, it's very important that the entire team works together. So I want, it's not only my recipes, it is the entire team. I want them to explore. I want them to be excited about creativity, because that's what fuels us as chefs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I come in and I'm like, oh my God, guys, let's do this. And we get to it. At times it is, on the first time, it's like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Yeah. Right.
And at times the first time it's like, oh my God, this is disgusting. So it is. I know. But that's what it is. I think it is. It's the constant innovation. It's the constant, getting your hands dirty and just... To me, what is really exciting is recently I've started traveling a lot around the world, and I get inspirations in terms of ingredients and techniques as I go around. I walk into the markets. I was in Lima last, in fall. Actually, it was towards Urubamba, which is between Cusco and Machu Picchu.
Uh-huh.
And I just walked into the village by myself, and my Spanish is pretty much kitchen Spanish, which is not fit for polite company.
Back of house talk?
Yes. So I am like, I can swear like a sailor, but I can't go and talk to the vendors that way. Right. So it was really funny. I mean, I couldn't speak Spanish fluently and they couldn't speak English, but food is that one language that just gets the world together.
Yes, universal.
And it's so universal. So I found new ingredients and spoke to people, and it was incredible. I mean, you just come back as such an enriched person, both in terms of, the human bonding and in terms of food.
You mentioned doing a lot of travel lately. Is it difficult to find food that you really like are excited about as you're traveling, or do you always manage to find it different places?
Oh my God. To me, I think the most exciting part is learning something new. Mm. Even if it is something which sounds not as appetizing, I make it a point that I try it. I mean, that's what we do in Chopped all the time, right? Yeah. I mean, like, hello, gummy bears, so which I love.
Oh, man. I know. Those baskets are crazy.
They are. And at times we're like, why are you doing this to us? But that's the fun, right?
Because you ultimately have to eat it.
Absolutely. We are the only people who've got to eat it. So it is absolutely, I think it's fun. To me, I try as much as possible. And I love to go out with the local chefs because mm-hmm. they know, I mean, to me, it's not so much the fancy restaurants. To me, it is like the street vendor or the hole in the wall, mm-hmm. you know, the mom cooking. That is where the real soul and the spirit of the food is, and I love to go and explore that.
Yes, I cannot get enough street tacos these days. The more hole-in-the-wall place, the better it seems like they are. It's incredible. Yep. And Nashville's got a pretty good amount of them, it seems like, these days. So we're so lucky to have you on with us, Manit Chauhan, joining us on Reservations on Lightning 100. So Valentine's Day, going to be a blast out at Chauhan, of course. And we were talking about how Nashville, as the weather gets nicer, people will be out and about, drinking on porches. You've got some massive porches going
on. Yeah. Mockingbird, our newest baby, mm-hmm. opened in August, and we couldn't get to use our two gorgeous patios as much as we would like to. So with the weather getting better, I mean, we have an upstairs patio and a downstairs patio, and we've got these garage windows. So when the weather is good, we roll them up, mm-hmm. and absolutely. And Mockingbird has such incredible drinks and food. And I don't know if you guys have been there.
I haven't been yet.
Oh, my God. The description on the menu, there is so much wit. Brian is our chef partner, and Mikey is our managing partner. And they both, between the food and the smarts behind the menu, it's amazing.
I'm so excited to
go there.
I'll
have to check that out.
Absolutely.
As I'm slamming these delicious chicken meatballs that you brought in, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get more of this food that's sort of under your umbrella. You mentioned Chopped and like the different sort of ingredients that people get. When you're a judge, do you look at the boxes and think, well, here's what I do?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that is a lot which the three of us judges, along with Ted, we have a discussion mm-hmm. that what would I do? And so recently also, you know, on foodnetwork.com and online, there is this After Hours series. So mm-hmm. which is pretty much us judges getting our hands on the basket, uh-huh. which is after the shoot is done, right. and you know the wine is flowing, and and we start figuring out what we are going to do with the basket. So these are such fun segments, and we really look forward for, you know, getting over there, and because half of the times we're sitting over there and we're like, oh, why are you doing that? We are going to, you know, if it was me, I would do that. So we love the opportunity of, you know, getting our hands on the baskets.
I always figured that must be the case. There are times where you're just like, oh, just gripping, like, oh my God. And I can tell you dudes sometimes get nervous on behalf of the contestants.
Oh my God, absolutely. I mean, and the worst part is that nobody realizes that 20 minutes is a short time.
Oh, it's yes. incredibly
short. And then they're like, oh my God, yeah, let's go ahead and make this, and then let's make this, and let's, no. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Just get through the first round. So, yeah.
The last second ice cream always stresses me out. That one always makes me worried.
I swear to God, yeah.
Or like the oven, when you know an oven takes a certain amount of time and they put it in with half the time.
Yes. I mean, let's go ahead and make a nice thick cake, because 30 minutes, of course, we'll be able to do it and put ice cream on it, which won't melt. Hello. I mean, they stress me out more than my kids.
Oh, my goodness. I'm glad that you're having a similar experience being there in person as I am watching at home eating pizza rolls. Now, I'm going to be living better now that I know about Mockingbird. And, of course, you've got Chauhan, which is quickly becoming Nashville Institution. Oh, my goodness.
And not to forget Tanso, our Chinese concept, which is so fun. We have a dim sum brunch, like the Hong Kong style dim sum. So we have cuts on Sundays.
Really?
And then we have dim sum Mondays also. So it is so incredible. And cool. And Tan So is a great spot for a date night. I mean, it's got an amazing ambiance. Very, very romantic. So, yeah.
How much?
Valentine's. If you haven't made your reservation, I don't know if anything is available, but
go
you can
for
try
it.
Your luck.
That's right.
When you talk about like the way that the restaurants sort of look and feel, how important is that to the entire experience?
Absolutely. It's very important. We are very lucky that we have one of our partners, London Parfait. He is our design partner and he has designed these three places. And it's amazing. Again, when you're talking about artists, that's what it is. I think the ambiance. Dining is a complete experience. It's not only the food, it's not only the beverages, it's the music in the background, it's the tables that you're sitting on, it's the chairs. I mean, it's
the ambiance of everything. Sure.
Absolutely. It has to be a complete experience. And I think that is something which Vivek and I are very particular about. And so when we walk from one restaurant to the other, we're so proud of how it looks and it feels, and it's that feel good experience.
When you have, like, on cooking shows, a term that I hear a lot is my life on a plate. You know, when people talk about that, I see you cringe a little bit. Do you? Well, because I never totally get it. Like, that's a lot to sum up in one plate, right?
Absolutely. I mean, how can you? I mean, it's like a songwriter saying, my life in one song.
Oh,
no,
my gosh,
you're
no.
evolving, right?
No.
You evolve as a person. And you know what? At this moment, yes, this might be my life in this skillet for the next 10 seconds. But that's not your life. I mean, it's your life is constantly evolving. It's never static. I mean, if it is, then buddy, don't be a chef or an artist. Because that's what you need to do. You need to evolve. And each and every stage in life, you learn something new. And yes, you need to get those experiences in what you do. But yeah, it's a whole load of beep-beep when people say that.
The next time somebody says it and you're like one of the judges on the show, I'm going to be looking for a micro expression. We're like, yeah.
Like, yeah, you'll see me cringing. Stop it right now. No, don't go there.
Now, thank you so much for making the time. This has been an amazing honor, and I'm really enjoying the food as well.
Yes,
Jay,
indeed.
What do you think, man?
Yes, thank you so much. It's been fantastic, and definitely need to check out, don't forget, Tonso,
yes.
Mockingbird.
Yep, and Chohan. Do yes. not forget. Now, Nashville's got a lot of people aspiring, making their own food at home, a lot of creatives that are kind of getting into making their own food. Would you have any advice for people that are just starting to like get into it?
Yes, absolutely. My first advice is don't be afraid.
Hmm.
I mean, you know what? What's the worst that'll happen? You'll make an awful dish? Great. I mean, that's the worst that'll happen? Go
right.
for it.
Yeah.
I also actually once a month do cooking classes at Chohan Ale and Masala House on a Saturday morning. So if anybody's interested, I mean, we have information on all our social media. So they can definitely join me and learn a little bit. All I can say is that you might learn how to cook, but you definitely will leave completely wasted.
Well, I'm in.
You're speaking Nashville's language. Fitting right in here at Lightning 100 as well. Malin Chohan, thank you so much.
Thank you
yes,
so much for having me.
Thank you. Pleasure to meet you. Thank you so
Same
much.
Same here.
And this has been Reservations, flavored by Springer Mountain Farms for this recipe and for this episode and previous episodes. You can actually visit our website, lightning100.com, and get some great recipes and more at springermountainfarms.com. And we thank you again so much.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you next time here on Reservations on Lightning 100.